subacute spongiform encephalopathy. It refers to a distinctive cerebral disease that presents with rapid progressive dementia. Its hallmark is myoclonic jerk. It's called spongiform due to vacuolation of the affected region. Incidence rate is 1 to 2 per million. Small percentage is familial. It is associated with conversion of a normal cellular protein to an abnormal isoform. It usually affects people in late middle age. It has multiple phases. Early, patient will present with fatigue, depression, weight loss, sleep disturbance. After that, patients will have behavioral, emotional, and intellectual functional changes. All that is followed by vision changes and ataxia. Finally, patient progress towards stuporous and coma. Myoclonic jerks appear sooner or later. Death usually happens within 1 year. Now, diagnostic tests. EEG is supportive, not an absolute test, and it shows a bi- or triphasic sharp wave complexes during the course of illness in large percentage of those patients. MRI revealed hyperintensities in T2 weighted images and also in DWI, both in basal ganglia and cortex. It affects long contiguous area of the cortex. It happens in 90% of cases. Protein markers are not absolute and they are also supportive. 1433 is noted to be positive in other diseases that causes brain tissue damage. RT-QuIC has a sensitivity of 90% and specificity of more than 98%. Basic CSF studies are negative. The differential diagnoses include lithium intoxication, Hashimoto encephalopathy, Whipple disease, intravascular lymphoma, and carcinomatous meningitis. There is no specific treatment. Transmissible agent can be inactivated by autoclaving at 132 cc. Thank you.